Welcome back to the Dependency and Decaf podcast. I am Lillian Ketchum, and I am the host of this podcast, and let's just get right into this week's episode.
Hello, and welcome back to the Blessed Is She podcast. I am Lillian Ketchum, and I am the host of this podcast. If you don't know me, I am a current or going into my junior year at college at North Central University, which is a private Bible school located right in downtown Minneapolis, of all places, and I am studying marketing. But starting off, I want to start this new thing on the podcast where before I start, I talk about my favorite coffee drink at the moment, because again, if you don't know me, I am a coffee fanatic. I love coffee. I make some for myself every single morning, and recently I have really been liking maple lattes or maple spice lattes. It has been my recent kick, whether that's like actual maple syrup as the flavoring in the latte or maple spice flavoring. It has been so good. So I highly recommend wherever you go, maple latte or maple spice latte. It is incredible. But I just want to get right into today's topic. It has been put on my heart, for a while, and it's a little bit heavier in the sense that it's something that I've learned isn't talked about as much. And if it is, it's not necessarily talked about in the way that I want it to be talked about. So I'm hitting certain things today that the Holy Spirit has really taught me, and things that I have struggled with this topic recently as well. So let's just get right into prayer. Holy Spirit, I just pray that you come in this moment, that you flood me, that you flood over the person that is listening to this, wherever they are, Lord, that you just come, that you show up. Lord, I pray that what needs to be said is said, what needs to be revealed is revealed, what needs to be healed is healed. Lord, that you just have your way in this moment with us right now. We invite you in. We make room for you. I pray that this leads people to healing, to encouragement, to seeking you, to falling on their face before you, Lord, that this brings them that satisfaction and a word from you that they have been longing for, Lord. Again, have your way, Holy Spirit. Say what needs to be said and do what needs to be done, in Jesus' name. So today's episode is about struggling with mental health as a Christian. Now, this can go a lot of different ways, and before we get too in-depth, I just want to preface that your walk with mental health with the Lord, like, everybody's looks different. It looks different for everybody. The Lord has a specific and intentional plan for you and you alone. He knows every hair on your head and loves you fully. So I just want to encourage you to trust his intentional plan for you and his intentional plan for your healing, and know that he knows what's best for you. Don't compare your healing and walk to what someone else's plan looked like. The Lord has one specifically set aside for you. A verse that helps me rest in peace about this is Romans 8:27 through 29. God already knows our deepest thoughts, and he understands what the Spirit is saying, because the Spirit speaks for his people in the way that agrees with what God wants. We know that in everything God works for the good of those who love him. And Luke 12:17, indeed the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows. Those two verses have helped me to have peace and truths over a lot of the lies that I've struggled with in recent seasons of my life. So I struggled a lot on and off most of my life with different effects from mental health, whether that's struggling with depression or depressive thoughts, heavy anxiety, anger, and a lot more. And I've had a few darker seasons more recently, actually, and the most recent was a few weeks ago, and it lasted about a month, or just less than a month. And I was really wrestling with the idea of the purpose of life, why I existed, that there was really nothing good and no point to living, and I couldn't shake that as a truth. And the idea that that wasn't the truth was really unsatisfying to me, and it was something that I just couldn't seem to shake for some reason. And it kind of hit me out of nowhere, because I've never really felt that way before. But it was so clearly a lie from the enemy that was trying to drag me down. And that in that short while, I felt like while I was struggling, I was so far from the Lord. I was far from those around me. I was far from my purpose and my passions, and everything just seemed to fade because I was believing one lie, and because I allowed that one lie from the enemy to sink in. But one day I decided that I had enough. I had enough of letting myself suffer. And I knew that even in hard seasons of my life, I've been able to find joy in the Lord. But for some reason this season, I wasn't able to find that. So one day I just laid on my knees before the Lord, crying out to him to fill me again, to remove those lies that I was believing that I couldn't shake, to show me the truth. And the Holy Spirit showed up. And he continued to show up. The Lord reminded me of all the simple truths that I chose to forget about because of that one lie, and it lifted the burden right off my shoulders. The Holy Spirit was able to pull the yuck out of me in one moment of desperate prayer, but why couldn't I come to this conclusion sooner? Why isn't this always the result? I want to share a story from Scripture. So in 1 Samuel chapter 4, it talks about this battle that's about to happen, and the Philistines take the Ark of God. Now, in this day and age, this was before Jesus. This was before he granted everyone the Holy Spirit. And so, in order to be blessed or protected or anointed or the chosen people, so you might say, you needed the Ark of God for the presence of God to be there, essentially is what this day and age was. And so the Philistines capture this Ark of God for the battle, and the joy that erupted in the city when the people were carrying in the Ark of God to the Philistines was so loud that it was shaking the ground. And so I was reading this a couple days ago, and the Holy Spirit was like, Lily, like, you don't have to wait for an Ark of God to come to your city. You don't have to wait around and questioning if I'm here, because I placed your spirit inside of you. I placed my spirit inside of you. And this just gave me so much joy, because even when we feel far from God, it doesn't matter what we feel, because he placed his spirits inside each one of us, meaning that he is closer than each breath that we take. So I want to encourage you today that despite your circumstances, you can always have joy in the fact that the Lord never leaves you, because he's in you and he's closer than each inhale you take every single day. Another verse that has really helped me through this weird season is James 1, 2 through 4. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow, so let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." See, what I've learned about myself is that when I find myself having a harder day, or I'm struggling more mentally over a period of time, I struggle to not over-identify with it. I struggle to not let it consume me and become how I act, how I think, but most importantly, how I worship and spend time with the Father. I just want to kind of close this whole statement with some encouragement and tips and tricks for those who may be struggling or even feeling hopeless. First of all, I just want to say that it is okay to struggle. It's okay to not understand, to not have it figured out right away, and it's okay to not feel like you have to put your happy face on and pretend like everything is okay, because I feel like in Christian culture, it can be like, okay, I'm really struggling, but everyone seems like they're really happy all the time, and I'm supposed to just pray about it and get better, but that's not always the case, and it's okay. But what isn't okay is believing lies so much that they become your truth. Letting the enemy seep in enough to where you're pushing yourself away from God, and you refuse to receive and believe his truths and his words. When it's not okay is when it's flooding your thought patterns and the cycle of lies won't go away because it becomes your truths. See, this is my biggest struggle in my walk with the Lord, is not believing lies and not letting them eat me alive and tear me down. One of the biggest lies I struggle with is that, and it can be interchangeable based on the situation or person, but it's that I'm not good enough. And this is a tough one. It can show up and creep into a lot of different circumstances or situations. And one truth that I have to constantly remind myself because of this is that it doesn't matter if I or someone else thinks I'm enough. It's solely the fact that Jesus thought I was worth dying for on the cross, despite everything in my life that I have done and I will do. The King of the universe looked at me, the worst version of me, off of the cross and said that it was worth it. That I was worth it. So if this is true, being enough for anything or anyone else simply doesn't matter or hold a flame to what truly matters. I also want to say that training yourself to have the right thought patterns is hard. I've learned that where I also struggle is having grace on myself. Once I mess up, it's over. I'm a failure. I've hurt people. I should have known better by now. But that's exactly what the enemy wants you to think too. Know that you're learning. Learning takes time and errors, and a lot of the time it's years of your life that you spent believing one lie that you're trying to reverse in a week or a few months. So no wonder you haven't gotten it perfect yet. So the biggest tool that has helped me in my journey is looking to Scripture. God's truths about my deepest lies and patterns of lies that I'm struggling with. And I also want to say that counseling helps a lot with this as well, and I highly recommend, even if you don't think it's necessary, it is so beneficial. So here's a practice that you can try and incorporate this week or even today. I encourage you to dig into Scripture, or looking online too helps me find my way to figure out where to look in Scripture, on the certain lie or lies that you find yourself struggling with daily. Find the scriptural truths that combat those lies. Speak that identity truth over yourself every single day and even daily. Work to remember those verses so you can lean on them when it gets hard. And allow the Holy Spirit to work in you and to reveal why you may feel that way. And the healing will come your way. The healing will come your way, and it will be amazing. Also remember that one thing that the enemy wants to do is isolate. One way I'm always able to tell if something is off or wrong in my life is when I don't want anything to do with the people around me, the people that I love most. And that's when I know that I need to pray, open up, and let the Spirit move. So to those of you who may be questioning and struggling in their walks with the Lord and struggling mentally and with their faith and feeling alone and feeling like you don't have the answers and you can't figure it out, know that there's hope, but also know that you're never going to be perfect. And I don't mean this in a discouraging and unsettling way that you're never going to find healing, but I mean, don't have too high of expectations on yourself so when you disappoint yourself, it's the end of the world. Have hope, take it day by day. Let the Spirit lead you, let the Spirit guide you, let those around you encourage you. Speak up, have an accountability partner to help you remember your truths, and reach out when you're struggling to know your truths. Have people that know the truths that you're trying to remember so they can speak life into you and over you as well. And know that you're not the only Christian who is struggling in the way that you are. And don't let the enemy make you feel shameful. Don't let him make you isolate. Know that it's okay, but don't over-identify it. Know who you are, and know who you are isn't determined by what you're struggling with and what you're feeling. So I just want to end with prayer and allow the Holy Spirit to move and do what he wants to do. So Holy Spirit, I just want to thank you for things that you revealed, for encouragement that may have been provided, for truths that may have been encouraged and spoken over. Lord, I just want to speak life over the person listening. I want to pray a movement of your Holy Spirit, an awakening of the Spirit that's inside of them, Lord, that they can say no to the lies of the enemy. I pray that your Holy Spirit gives them new strength today, again, to be able to say no to these lies and to not let them rest and to not let them settle and to not let them soak. I pray that this person is able to find joy in the process of learning who they are, to find joy in the process and the ups and the downs and the hards and the goods of finding this healing, Lord. I pray that they just simply want to seek you in this process, that they don't over-identify with this healing and they don't glorify it more than they're glorifying you, Lord. I pray pray for strength. I pray for strength in the communities around them to be able to uplift them and to pour into them. Lord, would you just pour out your spirit over them? Make them new today. Give them peace today in the journey and in the process, and let them trust you and go to new depths with you like never before. In Jesus' name.